Parshas Va'ata Titzave, Yadua, that Va'ata, it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name, Va'ata. It doesn't say Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Leimar, and Bechlal, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the entire Parshas Titzave. It's hidden, Va'ata. It's interesting that we know that in Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet Egel, says, Mecheni no mi sifrecha. And even though he requested like his name should be entirely erased from the Sefer Torah, it was Niskayim, at least in Parshas Tetzave. Why Parshas Tetzave? So there's a simple pshat, because if he requested it in Parshas Kisisa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be Mekayim this Gezerah, so he pushed it off indefinitely until you get to Tetzave, because next week is Parshas Kisisa, and it says, Im Ayin Mecheni No Misifrecha. And that, so it had to be in Parshas Tetzave. It's interesting though, maybe it's in Parshas Tetzaveh, because Parshas Tetzaveh is the big day kahuna, and Mishkan, and the Shivas Yimei Miluyim, which is all in Yonim that are Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Mecheni na Misifrecha, which is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, he says, let me get out, take me out, it's appropriate that it's in Parshas Tetzaveh. I heard also another pshat, Parshas Tetzaveh is all about the Kohen Gadol and Aroi. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. By the Sneh, he was told, since he was Mesarev in the beginning, Hashem said, so I'm going to give it Aaron Achicha, Halevi. Aaron was called the Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be the Kohen. But you were Mesarev, so now we're going to give the Kahuna to Aaron. So in Parshas Tetzaveh, when Aaron is being given the Kahuna, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. The Chidah brings down, there's Makar said this before, but that it's, there's our Gan Parshiyos, connected Gan Eden. There are 53. Gan is 53. 53 Parshiyos. And there really are 54, and many ask why and how we work the Cheshbon out. The Chidah brings that Truma and Tetzaveh is one Parsha. Truma and Tetzaveh is one Parsha, so then of course it does have Hashem's name. We have Hashem's name in Truma. Although on the other hand, we spoke the previous week that Parshas Mishpatim is two Parshas. According to the Sefer Achinuch and many Rishonim, Parshas Mishpatim, the first half is one Parsha, and then there's a separate Parsha, the Parsha of In Kesef Talveh. And that's a separate Parsha. It's interesting. If In Kesef Talveh is a separate Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim doesn't have Hashem's, Moshe Rabbeinu's name in it either. The end of Mishpatim has Moshe's name. But if Mishpatim and In Kesef Talveh split into two, you don't have Moshe in the beginning of Mishpatim. Another issue would be is that it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Im Ayin, Mecheni no Misifrecha. The Chidah writes, Misifrecha is Misefer Chaf, the 20th Parsha. Tetzaveh is the 20th Parsha. Mecheni no Misifrecha, Sefer Chaf. Tetzaveh, from the beginning of Bereishis, is the 20th Parsha. Yeah, that's if Mishpatim is one Parsha. If Mishpatim is two Parshas, then Truma is the 20th Parsha. Now, even though Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, then another reason why it happens always on Parshas Tetzaveh, because Parshas Tetzaveh always comes out Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit. The Yom Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu Zayin Adar, this year it's Ibri Yar, so it's Adar Aleph, but it always comes out, Moshe Rabbeinu is nistalik, he's Nelam in Parshas Tetzaveh. But there's a remez. There are 101 words in Parshas Tetzaveh. 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. There's a remez to the name Moshe in 101. The gematria of Moshe, well, it's 345. But there is another way of doing gematria, of spelling out each letter. Mem, Mem, Shin, Yud, Nun, Hey, Aleph. And the miluyai of that entire thing is not relevant for us. But there's also a gematria called the Pnim, to only count the inner letters. When you spell out Moshe, Mem, Mem, only take the second Mem. Shin, Yud, Nun, the Shin is Shin, Yud, Yud, just the Yud and the Nun. And Hey, Hey could be spelled three different ways. Let's go Hey is Hey, Aleph. So the inner, the Pnimius, the hidden part of Moshe, is Mem, Yud, Nun, Aleph. 101. So the 101 Psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh is the remez for the Pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ba'ifen Chitzoini, you don't see Mem, Shin, Hey. It's not in the Parsha. But the Pnim of Moshe is in the Parsha. Im Ayin Mecheni No Misifrecha. Mei Ayin. That's what it says. Mei Ayin. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu requested. Ayin Mecheni No. Mei Ayin is those hidden letters. That's the hidden letters of... It's also Parshas Tetzaveh is 501. And it's Mecheni No Misifrecha Asher Kasofta. Asher is 501. So Tetzaveh has a remez also for that Pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that really, if you know... Haman was all excited that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Zayin Adar, and therefore it's not a good sign for the Yidden. He didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Zayin Adar. But it's more than that. When Moshe Rabbeinu is not literally bechitzoinius found in the parsha, then even adarabah, ato titzava. Tzava is a lotion of betzavsa, to connect. Everyone is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. The hidden part, Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden in the Torah, and we all connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chidol also writes that the last word in Parshas in Truma, the last word in Parshas Truma is V'chol Yistos HaChoytzer Nechoyshes. So he brings, and the Rizal brings this, this is from Kadmoinim also, the last word is Noyach Nechoyshes, Noyach Sheis. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Be'etzim a Gilgul Neshama of Noyach, who was a Gilgul of Sheis, who was a Gilgul of Adam HaRishon. Nechoyshes is Noyach Sheis V'ato, and you. That's all the connection, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the connection from the end of Truma to the beginning of Tetzava. Nechoyshes. Noyach, Sheis, and then Ve'ato. That's all the connection in the Neshama, and that's how, again, Moshe Rabbeinu is Be'etzem connected to the Parsha. Now, the first thing in the Parsha is about Shem and Zayas. It's a remez for the Chanukah Bechlal, but it's a remez for the, and it talks about the Shemen and the Menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdosh, Lahalus Ner Tamid, and it talks about Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis, the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is compared to Shemen Zayis because all other liquids get misarbeid and mix up together with each other, but the Shemen Zayis is not like that. It's tzof. It floats to the top, and that's the yesoid of how a Yid, he doesn't get connected literally to the Gashmias and to the Metzias of this Olam Hazeh. He stays as Shemen Zayit that goes up and doesn't get mixed in, intermingled with all the Olam Hazeh. That's why Shemen Zayit of the Menorah represents the Emes, the Torah Shebaal Peh. And we'll come back to the Shemen Zayit afterwards, but of course, what do we have in the parasha now? We have the Big Day Kahuna. Aroin, Ubanov, the Big Day Kahuna. There's Big Day Kahuna for the Kohen Hedyot. Four begodim, a hat, a jacket, a belt, and a pants. That's what it is. Four begodim. And then there's four more begodim for the Kohen Gadol, the Ephod, the Choshen, the Tzitz, and the Me'il. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs counts Big Day Kahuna as a minion of the mitzvahs. We know there are Tariyag mitzvahs, and the Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna as one of the mitzvahs. The Ramban argues, the Ramban, in his Cheshbon of Sefer HaMitzvahs, argues on about 17 of the mitzvahs that the Rambam counts as them, and instead takes them out and puts in other ones instead. One of the mitzvahs he takes to task is about whether Big Day Kahuna. He says that Big Day Kahuna is just part of the mitzvah of the Asuli Mikdash. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Mikdash. It's not a separate mitzvah in the Minyan of Mitzvahs. Similarly, the Ramban's Shita Bechlal is, he doesn't count Shulchan as a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. Mizbeach HaZohav is not a mitzvah, it's part of Ketoiris. Menorah is part of the din of Adlokas Menorah. Now, a Kohen Hedyot, as we said, has four begodim, the basics, Kesoines, Michnosayim, Avnet, and a Mitznefes, a hat, a jacket, a long jacket, and a pants, and a belt, and a gartel. The Kohen Gadol has four more. But there's a big machloikis in the Gemara and Yuma. The Kohen Gadol, when he wears his eight begodim, the standard four are the same as what the Kohen Hedyot wears, or not. And also what's more, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would switch a few times back and forth with Big Day Zohav, which means all eight, and then certain avoidus in the Pnim that he would do, the special avoidus Yom Kippur, was with four begodim, the basic staple four begodim. Now, the focus now is on the Gartel, the Avnet. Now, Les Man de Polik, the Avnet of a Kohen Gadol when he wore Shmoyne begodim all year, was made out of Klayim. The Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was Klayim, that's for sure. The Avnet of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he wore his four begodim, was not Klayim, it was just Pishton. That's also for sure. There's a big machlaikas in the Sugya, machlaikas amiroim, tanoim, a whole arichas in the Sugya and Yuma. What about the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot all year round? Is the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot made out of Klayim, or is the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot made out of Pishton? Again, it's a little complex, so just straight the facts. The Kohen Gadol's Shmoyne Begodim, Avada, that Avnet was Klayim. The Kohen Gadol's Yom Kippur, Dika, four Begodim, Avada was not Klayim. What was the Kohen Hedyot's Begodim all year round? The Nafkamina is, the Gemara says, what do you do if a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, all of a sudden, for whatever reason, something happened to him? He died or became Tameh, and there's a need to bring in a new Kohen Gadol. We have to herald in a new Kohen Gadol. Now, how do you herald in the new Kohen Gadol? You make him act and do and dress like a Kohen Gadol. 1 second. If it's on Yom Kippur, and it's the middle of the day, if you're up to a stage of the back and forth of the Avodas Kohen Gadol, that he's supposed to be doing something with Shmoyne Begadim, because he was switched from Zav Love, and back to Zav. So let him put on the Shmoyne Begadim and do it. But what if exactly what we're up to, right? He enters into the show here, the way it's going, they're up to the four Begadim. So he's going to put on four Begadim, okay, that's like regular. That's what's unique about that? Bishleim, if a Kohen had it all year round, that Avnate is Klayim. So now he's doing something else. He's doing something that no one ever does. He's wearing a four set beged with pishtan. But if a whole year Kohen Hegid is also pishtan, so what is he doing special that's going to be like that? That's what the Gemara discusses. So either the Gemara says he should put on Shmoyne Begadim and go onto the Mizbeach and just be mahapach bitzinura to be mahapach on the Mizbeach, or avodase mechan chasi, the Gemara says. But what's mavur in the Gemara is that the only chilik between the Kohen Hedyot's four and the Kohen Gadol's four is the avnate, maybe, whether it's klayim. The problem is that l'chayr it's a machlokes Rambam Ravid about the hat. The mitznefes of the Kohen Hedyot is not exactly the same as the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol is not the same as the mikbas of the Kohen Hedyot. It's a machlokes Rambam Ravid how different they are. But l'chayr it should be different enough that the Gemara should answer that's the chilik. Even if the avnet is the same, but maybe it could be expressed that he's a Kohen Gadol because he's wearing a Kohen Gadol kind of a hat. Why is the Kohen Gadol's hat different? By the way, both of them are turbans, which is just a long, long thing that you wrap around again and again. There's a fundamental reason why the Kohen Gadol's hat should be different. Because he also wears, besides tefillin, the tzitz. And therefore the setup of the hat has to be different because you need to leave room for his tefillin and for his tzitz. Although, interesting, on Yom Kippur, there's no tefillin. So the Shmoyne Begadim should be the same because it's the same as all year, but the Arba Begadim that are unique only to Yom Kippur shouldn't have to factor in. It's Taisus in Sukkah. Daf Hei talks about that. Another issue is that there's a Machlekes Rishayim, there's a Diak that the Ksoinus, that's the jacket, by the Kohen Gadol it says Ksoinus Tashbeitz. I don't know exactly what Tashbeitz means. In modern Hebrew it means a crossword puzzle, but it's some kind of a design, and the Kohen Hedyot's Ksoinus, was it also Tashbeitz? But if it wasn't, so again, we have another chiluk. Why didn't the Gemara say that the difference between the big day Kohen Gadol on the four Begadim of Yom Kippur as opposed to a Kohen Hedyot could be Legabe the Kesoinus Tashbeitz? Now, we know that in the Beis HaMikdash you were allowed to wear Klayim. The Kohen Gadol would wear Klayim, Shatnez. That's the mitzvah. He's supposed to do it. But was a Kohen Hedyot wearing Klayim on a regular day? Depends. The hat? Mikbas is made out of pishtan. His mechnasayim are made out of pishtan. His ksoinus is made out of pishtan. What's his avnet made out of? Machloikas. Whether it was pishtan, and then kohen hedyots don't wear klayim. Or was it made out of klayim? Was it a mix of wool and pishtan? Frek, the shagasaria, bomb kashan, all the achronim talk about this major issue. Why should a kohen gadol do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? Agansiyar. You have an option of doing a Kohen Hedyot, you're doing it, and then there won't be Klayim. If a Kohen Hedyot doesn't have Klayim at all in his Begadim, we don't apply Esei Doichaloisa say that we should do the Aver of Klayim if you don't have that Hechrich. What is the necessity that a Kohen Gadol should do the Avoid? On Yom Kippur, he has to. But the rest of the year, why does the Kohen Gadol go do Avoid while wearing Klayim? It's Efsher to do the Avoid, like the Kohen Hedyot who's not wearing Klayim. That's a Shiloh that the Shagasari asks. Another interesting Shiloh he asks, the Gemara describes the pious. Pious is, what's a pious? A pious. And then all the Kohanim would stand around in a circle. Oh, that kind of pious. No, that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot had pious. Everyone had pious. But the pious that all the Kohanim would stand around and they would count out a number and decide who would be getting the different avoidance of that day. The Mishnah and the Gemara Numa describes it that how do you know where to start? Like they would put out a number, 75, and they would count the Kehanim. How do you know who you started with? So the Gemara says you would take off the hat of one of them. Oops, there's a problem. The one that took off his hat, he's wearing now three Begadim. He's not even wearing a full set. And he's wearing a belt, an avnet that might have Klayim. Bishlam, if it's not Klayim, fine. But if it's Klayim, why should he stay on with his big day kahuna with Klayim and he's not even wearing his hat? Says the Shakasari in a Hanami. The sheet that it says you take off the hat is going like the Mandi Omer that the Avnet is made out of butz, is made out of pishtan. Like the sheet that the Avnet is made out of klayim, keep your hat on, and take your avne off, and that's the beged that we'll use as a siman. Oh, we started with you. Let everyone else keep their gartel on, the avne on, and we'll take off his avne.
To put it back on.
Maybe. That could be another terror. There's a Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tes Zayin. They're both a whole round. No, I don't know if that's the way it's taken off. I don't know. And there's a way to get the gartel on like that also. Okay. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Peches, and very similar in Erech and Daf Tezayin, came out the same Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Ini Bar Sosoin, Lama Nismecha Parshas Korbonois, Le Parshas Big Day Kahuna, Loimar Lecha, Ma Korbonois Mechaprim, Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprim. There's a stir in Rashi. What is this referring to? Where does it say the Big Day Kahuna next to Korbonis? Is it referring to Parshas Tetzaveh, where first it talks about the Big Day Kahuna, and then the end of the Parsha talks about the Shivas Yemei Miluyim, about the Karbonos? Or is it referring to Parshas Tzav, where in Parshas Tzav, first it talks about the Karbonos, and then again at length it goes into the Big Day Kahuna? Whether it's referring to Tzav or to Tzaveh, there's a smichus, a hekesh, a connection, like Lekuli Alma, between the Big Day Kahuna and the Karbonos, and the Gemara clearly is saying, because Big Day Kahuna Mechaper. Many of you Yishayim learn Big Day Kahuna Mechaper is referring dafka to the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, not to the Kohen Hedi. That's a machlokes Yishayim. Let's assume it's referring to the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, which could explain why a Kohen Gadol could wear Big Day Kahuna, even though this client, even though a Kohen Hedi could do the avoida without. Because the Kohen Gadol wearing his shmoyne begadim in itself is an avoida. It's Mechaper. Levishas Big Day Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. What is it Mechaper on? The Gemara at length and in detail says, and we'll go through a b'ktzara, what the Shmoina begodim of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper on, each one on a different chet. The Gemara speaks out, Zvachim Peches, Erechin Tezayin. The Ksoines, the jacket, is mechaper on Shvichas Domin, because that's what happened with the brothers, that they, Vayitpulu was a Ksoines Bedam. So Ksoines is representing of the Aveira Shvichas Domin. Michnasayim is Gilei Arayis, it's Mechasa, the Erva. Mitznefes is Fagase Haruach. Avnate is on the lathe. So it's mechaper on Hirer Halev. Choshen is mechaper on Dinim. The Ephod, the Gemara brings a pasuk, is mechaper on Avodah Zarah. The Me'il is mechaper on Lashon Hara, because the Me'il on the bottom has the bells, which makes a coil. And Dover Sheva Koil is mechaper on Dover Sheva Koil. And the Tzitz, which is on the Metzach, is mechaper on Azaz Panim. I said that, B'Ktzara, you can look it up in Zvachim Peches, Erech and Daf Tezayin. On two of these eight, the Gemara has a kasha. Specifically, and I'll speak to that amount. The Gemara says, one second, Shvichas Domim, what are you saying? What is Mechaper for Shvichas Domim? The Ksoines. In fact, the Gemara, Ksoines is Mechaper for Shvichas Domim? I thought Egla Rufa is Mechaper for Shvichas Domim. Says the Gemara, you're right, but there's a difference. When it's Yodam on Katle, when we know who the killer is, then the Ksoines is Mechaper. Egla Rufa plays a role when it's Lo Yodam on Katle, when you don't know who killed him. And then again, the Gemara asks, Lashon Hara, you said the Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. I thought K'toires is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. In fact, the Gemara brings a Makar. And the Gemara says it depends if it's Bitsina or Bifarhesia. But Chalapin, we have this idea that the Big Day Kahuna are Mechaper, at least the Big Dodim of the Kohen Gadol. But that's not how the Torah describes the Begadim. The Torah describes the Begadim as L'chavoid u'l'sefaris. There's a whole Arichas Tosfos and Zvachim that maybe the Mechnasayim has its own status, what it's for. Different, and it's mentioned separately than the others. But in general, the begadim are called lechavoid ulesefaris. It says in the Gilas Esther by Achashverosh that he wore the begadim of the Kohen Gadol by that party, because it says ve'es yikar tiferes gedulasai. And the Gemara makes a gzera shava from a pasuk to a pasuk in the Megillah. Over here it says lechavoid ulesefaris. So the begadim have to be lechavoid ulesefaris. The Rambam paskens it's mafurish Gemara in Zvachim. The begadim have to be taka set and fitting, not too long, not crumpled over, not bent. And it's a big machlokes b'shoyim. If the begadim are too long, not your size, is it a problem because it's not covered with sefaris? Or maybe worse, maybe that's yitter begadim or mechusser begadim. Because we know if a kohen wears not all the begadim, a kohen head, he only wears three begadim. A kohen gadol doesn't wear all eight begadim. He's called mechusser begadim. You do avoid the mechusser begadim, you chayiv miso, mechalel. It's the avoid is mechulel. There's a machlokes b'shoyim. Some say if the beged is too long, that's also not just a problem that it's not covered with sefaris. That might also be yitter begadim. But there's definitely a rule: the kohen gadol or the kohen hedyot cannot wear any extra beged. Someone was telling me that the kohen hedyot avada had a yarmulke and a tzitzis and a t-shirt. No eyeglasses either. Contacts maybe, but otherwise it's a problem of yitter begadim. Otherwise it's a problem of yitter begadim. One of the special begodim of the Kohen Gadol was the Choshen. The Torah describes the Choshen with the Avonim of the Avnei HaChoshen. Zeres Orkoi v'Zeres Rochboi. How much is a Zeres? There's a stira in Rashi. Whether a Zeres is a half of an Amma, three Tvachim, a half of an Amma, or a Zeres is two Tvachim. And there's a stira about this in a few different places, but there's a very interesting Maisa from the Goyin, based on the Tosfos Erevin. We know that every one of the fingers that we have in Bechlal, our bodies, are based on Torah. The fourth one is called Koinitz, Kmitza, because you do Kmitza with it. The last one is called Zeres. The first one is called Goydel, because you measure things with it. The middle one is called Amma, because when you measure a person's Amma, it's from the elbow all the way to the edge of that one. Why is the last one called Zeres? Because the Zeres is a symbol for the shear of Zeres. Now, it's not that you measure the Zeres. The Zeres is definitely not two tefachim. But actually, Zeres is the space between the Zeres and the Agudel. So, frek to goyim. So, was that two tefachim or three tefachim? And it's a stiris. He says, very simple. A direct line across from the thumb to the edge of the pinky is two tefachim. If you make a round, going around the fingers, then it would be three tefachim. So, both are true. And that's how he answers the stira. I saw once a makar for it. There's a Rashi in Shmuel. When David HaMelech kills Goliath, and first he throws the stone at him, and then Goliath falls, and then afterwards David HaMelech goes and removes his head. And it says that Goliath fell forwards, not backwards, because Goliath was very big, and Rashi says he was Sheish Amos Vizeris. And if Goliath would have fallen backwards, that would be Matriach David to have to walk 12 Amos and two more Zrotayim. Now, why don't you say 12 Amos and two Zrotayim? If a Zeres is a half an Amma, just say 13 Amos. That would be a Shtar Kamakar that Rashi is going that Zeres is two Tvachim. And therefore, even two Zrotayim is still not a full Amma. Yesh Liyashi. Now, on the Choshen, it's interesting. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, and the first Beis HaMikdash, the Choshen had something called Urim V'Tumim inside it. But that was one of the things that was not in the second Beis HaMikdash. There were five things that weren't in the second Beis HaMikdash. That's why Mishkan is Gematria 410, the symbol of the first Beis HaMikdash. That was 410 years. HaMishkan, with the five letters, it's 420 for the second base of English. Now, why did I spiel with the five letters? Say gematria, that's 420, because the second base of English was missing five things. So, the gematria is Steldevek with Chaser Hey. But that's the five things. Then one of them is the Urim Betumim, the Ruach HaKadosh that was in the Urim Betumim. The Meshech Chochma says a fascinating thing. The same way we know that the Aroin Noiseis Noisav, the Aroin didn't have to be carried. The Torah carries us, we don't carry it. Says the Meshech Chochma, the Choshen, in the first Beis HaMikdash, Aaron had it on his heart, but it didn't weigh down on him. It carried itself. In the second Beis HaMikdash, where there was no Urim V'tumim, it weighed down on him. He says there's a steer in Pasuk. In one place it says, V'nosa Aaron es mishpat b'nei Yisrael aliboy. And in the other Pasuk it says, V'hoyu alev Aaron. Says the Meshech Chochma. In the first Beis HaMikdash, when there was Urim V'tumim, so it didn't weigh down. It was just there on his lathe. He didn't have to carry it and truxach the weight of it. In the second Beis HaMikdash, yes. I once heard a story that someone once told the Chofetz Chaim. I have to say in Yiddish, I'm going to translate it. He says, you should be zeicha, zos gein barvus und trogen steiner. You should be zeicha to go barefoot and carry stones. What he meant is you should be zeicha to be the Kohen Gadol, who goes without shoes, because it would be yitter begodim, and a chetzitza to the ritzpah, and also carries the stones, gain barbus and trogen steiner. But whether he actually carried the choshen, we said, would depend if it's the first base of Mikdash or the second base of Mikdash. The Rambam, Sai in Hilchis Klei HaMikdash, Perek Ches, Alach Yir Aleph, and again in Hilchis Klayim, Perek Yir Alach Alamed Beis, brings the idea that Big Day Kahuna have Klayim. Certainly the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and maybe also the Avnet of the Kohen Hedid, but says the Rambam, you're only allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna b'shas avoido. When it's shaloi b'shas avoido, you can't wear it because it's essay doicha loisasei, and it's only b'zman the essay. The Ravid is choylik and says no. Kol zman that the kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna, and it's not a problem. There's a big arichas in the Shagasari and the Beis Halevi about this machlekes Rambam Ravid. is it, what's makubal to say, is it hutra that you were allowed to have klayim in the big dikuna, or is it only dechuya? Now there were 12 avonim on the choshen, and they're given names, and it's connected to 12 shvatim. And the pashtus on each one of the avonim, it said the name of that shevet. Here, oidem pitadav arekes noifach sapri yaloin leshem shvoi achloma tarshish vishoyham viyoshve vishoyham. Oh, it's again oidem pitadav uvarekes. Right, it says the first two, and then the third one it says avov. Right, oidem pitadav uvarekes noifach sapir viyohaloin leshem shvoi viachloma tarshish vishoyham viyoshve. Why over here does it have to be evolved? This forum talk about that Tarshish is Osher and Shoyam is Yosef, and there's a connection between Osher and Yosef, and the reason there's evolved. Interesting. Yosef is Pashtus Shoyam. There's a big machalikus for showing him how each Evan is Shaykh to which Shavit, but according to most of the Mepharshim, Shoyam is Yosef, and it's fascinating. That means Yosef is very fundamental, because besides the 12 Avnei Achoshen, there was also two Avonim on the Ephod. What were the Avonim on the Ephod? Which had all 12 names of the Shvatim. Two Avnei Ephod, each one had six Shvatim. Shisha Mishmoysam Ala Evan Achas, Vishisha Mishmoysam Ala Evan Ashenis. It was an Evan Shoyham. The same Shoyham that's one of the 12 is also the Shoyham of Yosef. Yosef, and a little bit of a Dechina, represents an Av. Yosef was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Yotza Eser Tipois Mibains Roy Yosef, and in the end, he still was different than all the other Shvatim. He has two, Menashe and Ephraim. But he originally was supposed to be an Av in Gansin. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Yosef's Evan, which is just one of the 12 of Shoyham, is also the Evan of Shoyham, which represents all the Shvatim. When Yosef was with the story with Eshes Patifar, he suddenly saw the Mus Yuknoi Shel Aviv that was Mazirim and said, you want to do this Chet? And then your name is not going to be on the Avonim? And then it's going to say on you, the Gemara says in Soita, V'roya zoinois ya'abed hoin, you want to lose a whole a hoin, a fortune? So there's a pshat from the Chassam Sofer, ya'abed hoin. Yosef, you're going to lose hoin. Why hoin? Because it says like this, on every one of the stones of the Choshen, it had six letters. Like it said, Reuven has five letters. We'll see in a second. Shimon has five letters. Levi's only three letters. But besides that, it said Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin. It also said Avraham, Yitzchak, VeYaakov, Shiftei, Yeshurun. Where did it say Avraham, Yitzchak, VeYaakov, Shiftei, Yeshurun? So actually, the Rambam Shita is that on Reuven's stone, the Oidim, it, besides saying Reuven, said Avraham, Yitzchak, VeYaakov, and on Binyamin's stone, the Yoshpeh, besides saying Binyamin, it said Shiftei, Yeshurun. But that's the Rambam Shita, Klar, in Hilchas Klamitish. But the Balaturim and many Rishonim, they learn know that as we said, every one of the Avonim of the Avnei Achoshen has six letters. And the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Shifti Yeshurun, was spread out. Like it said, Reuven, Aleph, Aleph for the Aleph of Avram. Shimon, Beis. Levi, Gimel. No, not Gimel, then you didn't get it. Levi, it said, Reish, Hey, Mem. Right? Then it continued, the names of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Binyamin has six letters, so it doesn't have any extra. Yosef, what did Yosef have if you're keeping Cheshbin? The Vav Nun of Shiftei Yeshurun. So Yosef had an extra Vav Nun. Now, on the Ephod, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but it says six names on one Evan Shoyim and six on the other. But according to the Cheshbin, as Tosfos brings Yerushalmi and Soita, that each one of the Avnei HaShoyim of the Ephod had 25 letters. And it works out, how do you exactly get it 25 letters of Machlokes Rishonim? To work it out, one of the Shitas is that it didn't say Yosef, it said Yehoisef. Yehoisef. So over there he got an extra hay. So Yosef got an extra hay, Yehoisef, on the Eben Ha-Ephod. And he had a Vav Nun added on his Eben Choshen. And that's what Yaakov is telling him. You want to go to Znus and then you're going to be V'roya Zoynois Ya'abed Hoin? You're going to lose the Hoin? You're going to lose the hay of the Yehoisef? You're going to lose the Vav and the Nun? But I saw there's another chat also. Why is Yaakov getting involved? It's a very interesting thing. The Gemara says in Yuma that the Avnei HaChoshen had all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and if the Kohen Gadol, through the Ruach HaKodesh of the Urim Tumim, needed to get a message across to the Melech or to whoever needed a message, it would light up. It would light up those Avonim, and the letters would light up from the Evan, and that's how it would send the message. Like by Chana, it said Kesheira, but he thought it said Shikaira, and really it was Kesheira, because just you have to work out the scramble of the letters. But there was a zakantam that the letters of the Choshen, of the Avni Choshen, would light up. Fret the Gemara in Yuma, that Ayin Gimel. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, Danas, Lekarashim. There's no tzaddik. Fret the Gemara, there's no tzaddik. Go through the names of all the Shvatim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, Danas, Lekarashim, Yasif, Yama. There's no tzaddik. So the Gemara says, ah. Yeah, but it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So there's a tzaddik in Yitzchak. Frek the Gemara, yeah, but there's no tes. There's no tes. So the Gemara says, Shivtei Yeshurin. Frek the Marsha, Afanor, then the Gemara, and many, I'm sorry for many, I'm going to talk about it. First, the Gemara asked from Tzadi, but it had to answer Yitzchak, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then it asks from Tes, and goes to Shivtei Yeshurin. Tes is before Tzadi. For the record, there's no Ches either in the names of the Shvatim. And there's also no Kuf, which the Ches and the Kuf is also answered up with Yitzchak. But the Gemara didn't ask it. So let's try this again. The Gemara asks, where's the Tzadik? So the Gemara says in Yitzchak. Where's the Tes? Shivtei Yeshurin. Where was the Ches? Where's the Kuf? Why are you starting with Tzadik? Start asking, where's the Ches? Where's the Kuf? Where's the Tzadik? I know Yitzchak will answer it. So there's many Tirus there, but I say a fascinating pshat from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that on the names of these Avonim, it says, Avonim ti al shmois v'nei Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, on every one of these Avonim, besides that it says the name of the Shevet, it said the name of the stone. On the Oidem stone, besides that it said Ruvain, it said Oidem. And on the Pitada stone, it said Pitada. Now, if you go through the names of the stones and the names of the Shvatim, you do have a ches in achlama, and you do have a tes in pitada, and you do have a kuf in barekes. But there's no tzaddik, not in the names of the shvatim, and not in the names of the avonim. So the Gemara says, oh, it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, so what's the problem with the tes? It says pitada. If it says the name Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then we understand that when it says avonim ti al shmois b'nei Yisrael, avonim doesn't mean the name of the stones. Faker. It means the Avos HaKadoshim are like Avonim. Now that you're telling me it said Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we retract that it doesn't say the names of the stones. And the Ches is not anymore Achlama, but it's in Yitzchak. And the Kuf is not anymore in Bereket, but it's in Yitzchak. But where's your Tes? Pitada went. So the Gemara has to answer. It said, Shiftei Yeshurin. And I heard that that's why Yaakov Avinu came to Yosef, and he's the one that's getting involved and say, Yosef, don't do this. Ya'avid hoin. You know why? Because where is there a samach? In Yosef. Any other samach? Any other samach? No. If you're going to take Yosef out, what are you going to have to bring back to get a samach? Sapir. And if you're going to have to bring back sapir and you're going to bring the names of the stones, then there's not going to be a reason to put the names of the others. So Yaakov is saying, I need you there, Yosef, because I need your samach to be there. If your samach is not there, they're going to have to bring sapir back, and then they're going to have barekas and achloma and pitada, and then they don't need me. That was part of the cheshbin that Yaakov was telling Yosef on the Avonim.
Tell me Yaakov anyway.
Yeah, but it goes, it's a team. It's the Shlosh Avos is together. It's either Avonim or Avos, and that's it. The end of the Parsha, very interesting, is the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaKetoyres. Why is the Mizbeach HaKetoyres Fregen Alam Mefarshim? What is it doing here? Parsha's Truma talked about all the clay hamishkan, aroin, minoira, shulchan. Parshas Tetzaveh talked about the big day kahuna. Then we went on and even went through the shivas yamei miluim. And then standing really separate is the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach haktoyres. Why is it here separate? Why isn't it part of mishkan? Bechlal, many of them farshan grapple. And what's it doing here separate? It's interesting though. There's a gemara in Ksubis, taf yud. The gemara says, Ksubis taf yud, Mizbeach is Meziach, Mezin, Mechabev, and Mechaper. There are four things that the Mizbeach does. It's Meziach, meaning it's Meser the Avoinus. It's Megin. It's Mezin, sorry, Mzoinus, it gives Parnasa. It's Mechabev, and it's Mechaper. Which Mizbeach is this Gemara referring to? You look up in the new Gemaras in Oiz Vahadar, they have, like it's seen on the Pasuk, it says Mizbeach. Are they Mitzayin the word Mizbeach here in Parshas Tetzaveh, or Mizbeach from Mizbeach HaNechoishes? I saw there are various pshatim. The Marshal Lamashal says that when it says Mizbeach is Meziach, it's going on the Ketoyrus. But when it says it's Mezin, it's going on the Karban Tamid. But others want to learn, no. The entire Gemara that we're quoting here, Mizbeach, Meziach, Mezin, Mechaviv, Mechaper, is referring to the Mizbeach HaZohav. Because, Faker, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, I know why it's called a Mizbeach. You know why it's called a mizbeach? Because you bring a zevach on it. A zevach is an animal. That's why it's a mizbeach. You don't need to give a hesber why it's called mizbeach. You're mizabeach zvachim on a mizbeach. But the mizbeach haketoyris, what was it used for? Every single day and on Yom Kippur for ketoyris and very rare occasion on Yom Kippur or when there's a parakah in Godel Shel Tzibur, you put dam. Achas bashana, the pasuk says. It has avoidas dam. But it doesn't have amarim, it doesn't have basar, it doesn't have zevach. So the Gemara in Ksubas is asking, why is the mizbeach haketoyris called mizbeach? So the Gemara says, because it's meziach, mezin, mechaper, mechaper. But mizbeach hanechoshes is a mizbeach. You bring a zevach on it. So it's referring taka to the mizbeach haketoyris. It's interesting, there's a stira in Midrashim. We know that the akedah happened on Har Meriah b'Pashtas, as did Mila of Avram Avinu. Where? It's brought down in many Midrashim by the Mokam HaMizbeach. Which Mizbeach? Mizbeach HaNechoshes? Or Mizbeach HaZov? We know Sandekoyes by Ebris Mila is a lot of Inyonim compared specifically Dafka to Mizbeach HaKetoyres. And that might have to do with it. There's a bigger Riches in this, but you have to know if those Inyonim are Shayach to Mizbeach HaKetoyres or Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Mizbeach HaKetoyres, though, as again, it was very unique. It's brought down over here separately. All of the Midos of the Mizbeach HaZov are Sholem. It's one by one by two. As opposed to the Oren, which all of its midas were chetzi, shulchan, some are chetzi, some are shalem. Mizbeach HaKetoyris is kulei shalem. One by one by two. It's perfect. One by one by two. Also something fascinating. Shloim HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash made 10 menorahs. You know there was a menorah? He made 10 of them. There was shulchan? 10 shulchanos. There was kruvim on the Oren? He made big kruvim, 10 amas high. Mizbeach HaKetoyris? Nothing. He did not do anything different. Mizbeach HaKetoyris is perfect. It is what it is. Shlaim HaMelech didn't do anything to the Mizbeach HaKetoyris. It is as it is, separately over here. He did altered and added and enhanced all the different things. Now, it's also brought down in the Sfarim that the five basic clay mikdash that we could talk about, Mishkan Mikdash, Menorah, Shulchan, Aroin, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and Mizbeach HaZav, listen carefully, the Keneged, the five senses. Menorah is sight. Shulchan, taste. Oroin, shmiya, v'nishma koiloi. Mizbeach hanechoshes is feeling, because it's koilet. You get it? It's koilet. There's a din in Sugyan Zvachim that the mizbeach is koilet things. You have to get that. And mizbeach haketoyris, of course, is reyach, is the sense of smell. The sense of smell is the only sense that was not nifkam. Odom harishoin, by the chet of Eitz Hadas, was poigim in that he saw and he touched and he felt. The only thing he didn't do was smell. And that's why Chodesh Adar, the Sfarim explained from the Rizal, is keneged ketoyres, and it's keneged the sense of smell. Adar is odor. Chodesh Adar. Now look at this last pasuk. We're getting to the last pasuk over here. It's fascinating. By the Mizbeach HaKetoyris. V'chiper Aharon al Karnoisov. Achas Bashana. Once a year only. B'dam Achatas HaKippurim. And again, Achas Bashana. The Sfarim explained. It says in this pasuk twice, Achas Bashana. Because there's Yoim HaKippurim, and then there's Purim. Mizbeach HaKetoyris represents Purim. Achas Bashana is a remez not only for Yoim HaKippurim, Achas Bashana, some Tzveitin Mol, Yoim HaKippurim, Yom Kippur is like Purim. Purim is even higher than Yom Kippur, that we'll explain in a different shir, but that we have over here, that the Ketoyris is Achas Bashana. Now, Lefiza, I just realized something fascinating. The first beginning of the Parsha is about the Menorah, Chanukah. And the end of the Parsha is Ketoyris, which is Purim. And the two go together. You know, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah, they would light two Neiros, then Ketoyris, and then five more Neiros. The Menorah and the Ketoyris go together. It's intertwined. It's the two Chazal, the Rabbanan, the Yomim Tovim, that were added besides Shalosh Regalim and Yomim Niram, that was all Minat Torah. There's two more Yomim Tovim that we go through that keep us going through the year. We have Menorah, beginning of the Parsha here, and yes, Mizbeach HaKetoyris by itself, separately over here, is at the end. It's the intertwining of Chanukah and Purim. And just an interesting twist, just interesting, I don't know. Ha'ara. We always learn Parshas Tetzaveh, well this year it's two Adars, but we always learn Parshas Tetzaveh in Adar, and on a regular year it's right before Purim. So we learn about the Menorah of Chanukah right before Purim. And in Parshas Miketz, when we were learning Chanukah, we spoke that Yosef gave the brothers five chalifas of the Gemara and the Megillah. Why? To remind about Mordechai that went with five begodim. Chanukah and Purim, Menorah and Ketoyris somehow go together.
If Yosef would be